DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James. Right over there is Danny, and across the country is Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Okay, so I got two things I want to talk about today.
No.
Only two?
Fuck off. One will be fun, and Samantha, I know you saw it. It was on my Facebook today.
Yeah.
The other one is more serious, and I want to get into that one first. And the reason I want to get on into that one first is because Samantha is former military, and I'd love to get her opinion on it. It's the continuing drama with the NFL, the anthem, and the military.
Okay.
Let me set the stage for you. My mother posted a meme not too long ago about the NFL and the military, and I kind of jumped on her about it.
Okay.
Not harshly, just saying, hey, here are some things you need to consider about this.
Right.
Number one, and I just recently learned this, it was actually a military person who gave Colin Kaepernick, who was the original kneeler, the idea to kneel as a protest.
That's fair.
Okay. So, the idea that the military is really upset about this, kind of mixed, I think.
Yeah, I have a feeling that some are and some just couldn't give two squirts of piss.
Just like the rest of us, I think that's the case.
Yeah.
They're split over the whole thing. My argument with it, with my mother, was... God, I sound like I'm really far away. I don't know why. My argument to my mother...
How about if I try more volume? Hey! Yeah, oh, there you go. Now you're audible.
My argument to my mother was the same I would make to anyone in this regards, in that there is a larger problem that needs to be identified, and that is, why are they protesting?
Protesting.
It's like protesting, but it's more effective.
Very similar to protesting.
Right.
And
I think what celebrity porn stars do.
No, that's prostating.
Prostating? Let me just check that.
You're about two quarts low.
Wow.
So the point I would make to anyone, and I did to my mother, is that there is a larger problem at play here. And those who are up in arms over these protests are not seeing the bigger problem. Yes, maybe protesting during the national anthem isn't the right place to do it, but maybe it's the perfect time to do it, because otherwise your protest is going to go completely unheard.
Yeah. There is that, and I mean, again, it's all in perspective on this one. You know, the one neat thing about the country that we do happen to find ourselves as a part of, is you have the ability to do that.
Yes.
And it's not illegal. You will not go to jail for it. People might, you know, poo-poo on you, but that's completely within your rights to do.
Well, and the argument, too, that I make is that, or the argument I've seen, and my counter-argument to this argument, that the argument is that they're spitting in the face of the soldiers who sacrifice to protect their freedoms. I kind of think that's the opposite. They're
doing
using that freedom
that
the soldiers died for in order to make a statement about a much bigger problem within the country. And that's the problem. That's the point I made to my mother today, was that these athletes are making a statement about a problem within our borders,
right,
while our soldiers are fighting to protect our borders. And they aren't really focused on what's going inside the borders, because there's stuff going on outside the borders that need more of their attention.
Right.
And so, Samantha, as a former military person, what is your view on this?
So, So when this all first started and Trump immediately jumped on it, Cheeto in Chief immediately jumped on it and was like, they're disrespecting the flag. So you really had to look past his
ravings,
as you call it, as some people call it, opinions. I don't really think that's what they are, but and you know, I had to do some research on why is this happening, because that's all that Trump is saying is true. So the reason they're kneeling is to bring attention to a bigger issue. Now, the issue has nothing to do with being against the flag. It has nothing to do with being against the national anthem. I do not feel that they are in any way disrespecting the flag or national anthem. They are doing exactly what they have an American right to do, and that is protest. And those are values, and those are values and rights that myself and people, you know, past, present, and future, have and will continue to be fighting for. So I don't have an issue with what they're doing. I do agree that there is a bigger problem, and this is a way to bring attention to it. Now we just need enough people to be able to realize what the issue is and do something about it, and not just go, oh, well, they're doing this during the national anthem, they're an asshole. That's not what this is about. If that was what it's about, then yes, I would be deeply offended. But it's not. It has nothing to do with that. So I agree with much of James's assessment.
And that right there is why I love Samantha to death.
she agrees with you.
No, it's not that. It is not that she agrees with me, because Samantha and I have disagreed on plenty of topics before.
I'm just giving you shit, bro.
But here's right. why I love her. She didn't react. She thought about it and researched before she formed an opinion.
Right.
And I think more of us need to do that.
Well, and that's something that's a constant, you know, ongoing motif in the show in general, is it's like, don't respond immediately on emotion. Vet your sources, understand why something is happening, and then make an educated decision on how you feel about it. And then you'll at least be coming from a point of information that you can at least back up to back up your feelings on the subject.
And
otherwise, you're just going, fuck!
Yeah, I don't want to say don't react, because
you
should be pissed. I mean, if you feel like they're disrespecting something you believe in, that's fine. You should be angry. But before you take to Twitter or Facebook or whatever and start parsing, ask the question why.
Yeah, understand the situation in its entirety. Do your best to see
things. And then if you don't agree with it,
you have ammo to react
appropriately and to enter in conversation, which is something that we don't have anymore.
Right. And again, this is something that I've noticed is our normal motif on the show in general, is just understand why you're pissed off about something. If you're pissed off about it, that's fine. But know why you're pissed off about it. And I think that's something that people don't do. You know, they get pissed off, and then, just like you were saying, they go straight to the social media, and they, you know, to quote a Pantera line, they cry to weak friends who sympathize.
Yeah.
Without actually taking the second to consider what they're talking about or why it's happening the way it is. And maybe, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but maybe they might actually change their mind about it.
And here's another thing. If you're not part of the military, if you've never been part of the military or don't have family in the military, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because then you're just assuming.
Don't speak for those who can speak for themselves.
Exactly. You're turning yourself into a pariah for a group of people who do not need you to.
Okay, I'll give you a prime example. Again, my mother trying to.
James,
make me see her
point of view.
Would
you like to lay down on the couch and tell me more about her?
No, I'm going to stand. She sent me a meme today in response to this argument I made a couple of weeks ago and completely forgot about. This meme came from a site on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I researched the site.
Right.
And the first thing that came up was that this site was a non-news, completely extreme right-wing propaganda site.
Which means... at least they're honest.
Owned by Russia, which is owned by a Russian server, probably.
Probably. Which means that the meme that had a letter from a Marine, mm-hmm. or former Marine, that sent this letter to an NFL commissioner, my first question was, how did the site get hold of this letter if it was sent to the commissioner? I don't know that the commissioner of the NFL makes all of his correspondence public.
Not if he was smart.
Which tells me that this site made up this letter.
More than likely.
Now, I'm not saying that's true.
It's entirely possible
it's
that
very
it's
very possible that they got hold of a letter from a former Marine commander.
Sure.
Who wrote a letter. But reading the context of this letter, as it went on, it started out like, okay, yeah, I could believe that this was a former Marine and he's upset. But then he started getting kind of childish in the writing. Again, not saying that this is not real.
Right.
But it
also, Trump
felt...
wrote it.
It was signed Donald J. Trump. I don't know if that has anything...
Well, you know. But, you know...
It might have been a cursive T. I'm not really sure. regardless, if you're going to send stuff like that...
Right.
Make sure you know the source.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're just perpetuating stupidity.
Bullshit.
And I really... am for education in this country, because the only way we better ourselves is through education. And our education system right now is very fucked up, and it's getting worse, and it needs to change. And if it's not going to change in schools, then we need to change it on social media, because that is the place where we get our information in this age.
Right. And again, the number one problem with the way that I see things is when information comes out that is so easy to react to or, you know, to respond to. I mean, my number one thought is, and I know it sounds really kind of callous and cold, but most of the time I immediately assume it's bullshit. And if it's something that gets a little bit of a rise out of me, I'll look into it. I'll find out if there's any fact behind it. If I got friends who I genuinely trust their opinion posting it up, I'll look into it. But for the most part, I try very, very hard to not trust anything I read on just about anywhere, honestly, on the internet, so especially social media. Because, again, unless it's important enough for me to look into it, it's like, okay, well, you know, so-and-so country's targeting Portland, Oregon. It's like, well, not a bad idea. but at
the
same time...
We'd be the easiest to turn.
You know, that was one of those things where it's like, okay, that... definitely okay would give me kind of a rise if I saw that, so all right, let's look into it, let's find out more about it. But at the same time, Portland's not that important. We're not that cool. Yeah, we're a major harbor, but who fucking cares? Douchebags want to get blowed up, that's okay. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't know, I have a genuine problem really trusting much of anything that I see that doesn't come from people I trust. And even then, I will look into it myself, because, again, although I'm a big fan of, you know, talking a lot of shit when something's pissing me off, I hate being that guy who sits at the back like, fuck yeah! What are we talking about? You know, because that bugs me. And it bugs me that people do that voluntarily just because they think that's the way things should be done. And it's like, no. If you're going to talk about something, please come from at least some point of understanding of the situation. Otherwise, just say, I don't fucking know. You guys do what you do.
And I don't want to come across like I'm anti-military.
No.
I think it takes a very special kind of person to enter into that world and do things that they do.
Yeah, Sam.
And I have a brother who just retired military. My father was lifetime military. Samantha was military. I honor and respect those people every day because, you know, even the guy who just changes the tires on the Humvees, that is a special kind of awesome that I could never aspire to be.
Yeah, I didn't
also
have the cojones
understand.
To pull it.
Everyone has their role. Everyone has their job. And it all works together.
It all makes the clock
that
turn.
Purpose.
I may not necessarily agree with certain things that the military does, but I also understand that it's not always their choice.
All right, but again, it's one of those areas where I have a respect for the military, I got a respect for military personnel. But to be honest with you, I know for a fact they're people.
Yeah.
Like Sam. So opinions Sam's will always
more
vary.
Of a goddess than a person.
Well, that's fair, but still.
I mean, hair flip.
There you go. There you go. Work it. But, you know, opinions will still vary from person to person, you know, people to people. So being in...
Oh, yeah. You know, there are great people in the military and there are assholes in the military.
Exactly.
It's the same anywhere else. I had someone over the... My mom, I think, asked me if I missed the military. And I was like, you know what? I really do. I do. I miss it a lot. And I miss the camaraderie. I miss the... And honestly, while we had a shitload of fun, you know, I miss the professionalism. I miss the way people carry themselves in a higher manner. And I don't, that's going to make me sound like an asshole, but working in a corporate environment outside of the military, I see more people, and this is not everyone. I'm just doing a gross general broad stroke, but I have seen more laziness and unwillingness to do a job that you are being paid pretty decently for. Now, I complain about my job. I don't like my job, but you know what? I do it to the best of my ability because I'm a fucking professional.
Right.
But,
right.
Like, it astounds me when a girl the same age as me who had maybe better education, like, I had to go into the military to get my education. Maybe she had, you know, more money than I did growing up, had a better situation. And I'm like, bitch, you're acting like an entitled brat. Are you kidding me with this? Are you kidding?
Princess syndrome.
And the military is not the only thing in the world that's going to give you that sense of pride of self and service. And,
no, there's also your parents that could instill that in you.
Yes, exactly.
James,
there's
are you sure you don't want
to
lay down?
Come about that.
There's a good education that could give you that.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots
but
of things.
There is a stark difference between when I went in, because I've now been out as long as I was in.
Fair enough.
So I'm like, okay, there's sometimes I'm just like, man, I really wish I was back in the military. But then there's some things I'm like, nah, I'm good. So,
right?
And I understand, too, that there's a lot of reasons people go into the military. For some, it's escaping a horrible situation, and that's the only way out. They don't have the grades or the money to go to college and that sort of thing. So, bam, it's military. There's people who want to do it. They want to serve. There's a pride that they have in their country, and this is the way they feel that they can serve the
right.
country. There's people who go in that figure, like Sam, to get an education. They'll
right.
serve, and then they'll get their college degree. My brother's doing that
yep.
right now.
Yep.
There's lots of
legacy.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Yep. There are so many reasons, just like there are so many different people. Everyone's got a story. Mm-hmm. Military is no different.
Absolutely.
Which is why I say, if you're not in the military, you don't have family, you don't understand, don't speak for those who can speak for themselves
yeah.
right.
on something that you don't really understand the full point of.
Too true.
Right.
And
again,
that's the end of my rant.
Right. Well, thank God.
Well,
now let's do the funny one.
Just one final point on this, and I was talking to somebody about this a while ago, is everyone's story is valid.
Right.
Exactly.
No one's story is really any better than anyone else's. Everyone's story is valid, and everyone deserves to, you know, everyone deserves to be heard, to have their time. Everyone's valid. This is like this whole, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Well, I need this to be that. No, you don't. All so
right.
that's that for me.
Fair enough.
So I found this on Facebook this morning. I posted it up. I thought it was hilarious, and I thought we could have some fun with it. It is the dirtiest named cities in each state.
I saw that, too. And I was kind of curious as to who pulled that up originally.
This had me laughing so hard. And I feel like these might be the cleanest dirty cities, dirtiest
right,
named cities.
Some weren't that bad.
Yeah, some of them are like, really? That's the worst you got?
Virgin.
My favorite one that I'm just looking at is Napupu in Hawaii.
Yeah, but again, I'm really a big fan of Wanker's Corner from Oregon. Really kind of hit the nail
really?
On the head
you,
there.
You don't want to go to Rough and Ready, California?
Well.
I didn't get a chance to read them all.
Yeah,
Dick Shooter, Idaho.
Samantha, I can't believe we didn't know of this one. I can't believe we didn't know of this one. Cummertown in Montana. That is a city that is extremely sticky everywhere you go.
And right next door you got Cummings, what is that, North Dakota?
My favorite one of all, and this is the most blatant dirty one, is Dick Shooter, Idaho.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Drywood, right next to Cooter. And just below Beaver City.
Oof, a dry wood. That's not good.
No.
I do kind of want to visit Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
Or Dick, Michigan.
Man, if we had some sponsors and had the money, I would say we would road trip to all of these places and go interview people.
Hey, who wants to go to Sugar Tit, Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or Butts, Georgia?
Tit, only...
Yeah, Butts, Georgia. Hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm staying away from Felchville, though.
But yeah, Ramtown? Where is that? Rhode Island?
I hear Floyd's Knob in Indiana. Fantastic.
Which is funny, because it's like I've always known about Bangor, Maine, and I don't know why that name was just like, oh, well, yeah, I guess that one's there, I suppose.
I'm sorry, but Butternuts, New York doesn't really sound all that dirty. Kind of sounds delicious.
Until you start saying, give me them butternuts.
I want some sugared butter shavings.
Right.
Give me those sugar butter.
A Booty, Illinois.
Hey, Danny, you want to go to Swallow Hill?
Fuck yeah.
Seriously.
Blue Ball Village. That one's sexy.
Hooker, Oklahoma.
Right? And Kinkler,
Texas.
Kinkler, Texas. Dry Prong?
Three-Way, Arizona.
Ooh, yeah.
Who names these towns? Like, some of them
is
are
anyone
so...
surprised, though, that Utah has a virgin?
Right.
No.
Well, to be fair, Salt Lake City, so, you know, I don't know about that one.
That's
Sugar Bunker, Nevada.
Well, Sugar Bunker sounds like, you know, a whorehouse. Just saying.
It's a strip club.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's, could be just outside
right
of Vegas.
It's right next to Mary's Igloo.
Yeah, up in Alaska. Again, it's like I really would love to have been there the day that, you know,
these
people just decided we're going to name this town Wanker's Corner. Yeah.
No woman should ever go to Short Pump.
Short Pump? Well, it is just above Climax, so I mean, you know.
Oh my god.
That's how you get to Climax. You go through Short Pump.
No, you have to go through Sugar Tit. To Short Pump and then circle back down to Climax.
Well, if you go through Big Bone to Short Pump and then go straight down to Climax.
Right, right, right. Big Bone, Short Pump, Climax,
Cummings.
Sweet Lips.
What was that, Cummings?
But if you
Cummings,
if you make a wrong turn in
North
Short
Dakota,
Pump, you'll end up at Blue Ball Village, and that's just not good
and then,
for anyone.
Is that Bone Steel, South Dakota?
Yes, it is. It is, in fact.
Bone Steel.
What is Florida, since it's like the penis of the U.S.?
Muskogee.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's kind of weak.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some weak ones, but there are some really fun ones. Like, we had a whole roadmap. Hey,
is that,
you know,
Splooge,
I
Alabama?
Just realized, if you start at Sweet Lips and go up, you'll get Big Bone.
Right, Big Bone. Then go to Short Pump.
Short Pump and then Climax. You make a full circle.
Or if you're really into some weird shit, you can go from Sweet Lips to Big Bone to Short Pump all the way up to Pee-Pee Township.
Well, I was going to say. I was going to say, if you start at Sweet Lips, you head through Big Bone to Floyd's Knob.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Make a serious right into Pee-Pee Township.
See, but I'm honestly thinking, like, going from east to west, we got Butts, Ball Play, and then Splooge.
Oh, wait. If you go from Floyd's Knob to Bros Hard, up to PP Township, into Intercourse.
Oh, real town.
That's something that towns. Happened in a college dorm.
Right?
Up to Butternuts, you end up in Cozy Corner.
If you go from PP Township straight into Intercourse,
this
I mean,
is
you're
the,
in good shape.
This is the best GPS ever.
The road map of, yeah. You know, our founding fathers who just decided to claim all this shit were horny
as
fuck.
We could actually develop a road trip and have the dirtiest thing, but it all has to end in climax.
Yeah, yep. It's all got to end in climax. I mean, we can go from Booty to Floyd's Knob, Pee-Pee Township, Bros Hard, Short Pump into climax, or we can go Butts into Ball Play, Splooge, Wiener, and then back to Sweet Lips and climax. I mean,
I'm thinking, though, you start on the West Coast at Rough and Ready.
Well, everybody starts in Utah in Virgin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, okay. Virgin has to be our starting point. So from Virgin, we've got to go to Sugar Bunker.
Uh-huh. Rough and Ready.
Into Rough and Ready, and then three-way. You end up in Wanker's Corner.
I don't want to go to Dick Shooter. I don't want to go to Dick Shooter.
No, I'm sorry. From Wanker's Corner, you have to go to Dick Shooter.
But why can't I go from Rough and Ready down to three-way?
Wait. From Dick Shooter, you go to Cummerstown. Into Cummings. Down to Bone Steel. Down to Beaver City.
God.
Down to Drywood.
To Drywood. Then you go over to Cooter.
Why don't you hook a corner through Hooker, go into Cooter?
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
Down to Hooker, up into Cooter.
Down to Wiener.
No, then you go to Balltown. over to Booty. Up to Spread Eagle.
Jump the puddle to Dick.
Jump the puddle to Dick. Down to Floyd's Knob.
This is the world's most fucked up road trip.
I am taking this road trip.
I said we need sponsors, and we need to go on this road trip as a team.
Right.
And then visit these towns and then interview the people, like Man on the Street. How do you like living in Dick?
How do you like Dick, sir?
Do you like Dick, sir?
Do you enjoy Dick?
Tell us how
does
much...
your family enjoy like? Dick?
Can you tell us how much you enjoy Dick?
Or in Idaho. So, how long have you been a Dick Shooter?
What is your sports team's name?
Sir, tell us about Drywood.
Dead Eyes.
What are the problems with Drywood? So, we're in Balltown.
I was a cheerleader through high school, right? I was a cheerleader through high school, and, like, how... do they cheer to these? Like, Virgin, B-I-R. Like, I don't understand. How does that work?
Three-way. Yeah.
What do we want? Three-way. When do we want it? Now!
It's like Swallow Hill. How can you have a pep rally to that? I mean...
it's just chanting, swallow, swallow, swallow.
Yeah.
I like Samantha's idea, though. You go into town. Sir, tell us what it's like in Balltown.
Tell me. Splooge.
What's there
to do? Is it a good place, or is it a little moist?
What is there to do in ball play? How do you spend your day in ball play?
The people from Butts had a lot to do, I'm just saying.
I want to go to Swallow, and I want to ask people if their significant others swallow.
Nah. Well, we go to Climax and find out how true that really is.
Excuse me.
Do Climax
excuse
every
me, ma'am.
Time
is there any diving in Spread Eagle? No diving, huh?
Oh, my God. Why would you name your town two words like rough and ready? Why would you do that
to
yourself?
Why would you name it PP Township?
Okay, that one's terrible, but, you know, I might be able to find, like, a reasoning for that, but rough and ready... come on, bro. You're just... it's like you're purposefully trying to set up, you know, legalized prostitution in this town. And just
Blue
fail.
Ball Village, we just film Samantha on the street talking, and we all walk across just bent over.
Just bent over, bow-legged, like, ow, God. Ow, ow.
Uh-huh. They're in Blue Ball. I'm trying to find out how blue they really are.
You don't want to know.
It hurts so good.
I gotta get to Splooge quick.
That's actually Splunge.
The van.
Yeah.
Well, like if we get like we need a road trip van, and it has to have a cheesy paint job on the side. Like we need all of us like howling at the moon or something.
Not another podcast, not another road trip.
Not another petty van.
Petty bus.
Petty bus. Bus. That's it. Petty bus. That's it.
We don't do vans.
We all need our room, okay?
Right?
I think it needs to be blood red though, and right. on the where it's going sign,
uh-huh.
It needs to say Menstrata.
Menstrata's on her way to climax.
Oh man!
By way of bone steel.
That's about the only way.
And big bone.
And big bone. Bro hard. God.
Wow.
This is terrible.
Thank you, America.
Good job, guys. Good job.
I want to know. See, now I want to know what the dirtiest sounding town names in other countries are.
Well, technically speaking, I you got to remember, we'd be translating to English, so it probably might not be the same in, you know, the native language. However, I'm sure there's a few that are just like, really, what was you thinking? So James is now typing lewdest-sounding town names in Europe. Let's see what we come up with.
So, while he Googles himself, okay, so when we create our Menstrata graphic novel...
I did get Sin City's Europe's Sexiest Cities. I don't think that's what I'm looking for, but I want to look on.
Well, you know, it's all for research.
You know, apparently Europe doesn't have any lewd-sounding cities. It's just America.
They knew to keep it, you know, Puritan.
Home of the free and of the perverts.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much.
Come on.
So when we create our Menstrata graphic novel and it sells like gangbusters, and then we all quit our jobs and we go on our nationwide book signing tours,
yeah.
These are the cities we need to go to.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't do the big cities. We do the disgusting perverts.
Yes.
If you got a dirty sounding town, we're coming your way. I have to wonder if that would work if, like, you only marketed your stuff to, like, the dirtiest towns in America. Now, considering, I'm betting that the majority of these towns are, like, fucking, you know, maybe 300 population kind of towns.
Oh, yeah, really small towns.
Really, really fucking small. I wonder how well it would work, though, kind of seeding something in these incredibly small towns and letting it filter out. Because you go to the big city, everything just kind of gets blown the fuck over. But if you get a small town involved and they all really like it, you have an entire town that's on your back, and they talk to people in other towns.
Here's my thought on that.
Make it special for them.
Yeah,
right?
The first couple of towns, now this is assuming that this goes over the moon and everyone wants a signed copy.
Right.
The first couple of towns are not going to know what hits them because we advertise these are the towns and dates we're going to be in, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And people from other towns are going to go there to meet us.
Yeah.
So they're going to have, like, for a day, just a complete boom. And they're not going to understand what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But all the businesses are going to do gangbusters because that's all there is. People want to eat. People need to shop.
Which would be kind of cool as far as, like, you know how you revitalize economies and things like that?
Yeah.
That would be actually pretty cool to do some... I mean, don't get me wrong, I know there's downsides to everything, but in the respects that, yeah, if you had something that was super marketable and you took it to these little towns and let everybody know over every form of social media, so all big city people know, hey, they're coming to this small town, that small town's business would fucking ignite, which would, by accident, really help those folks out.
No, they get a huge boon in their economy for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens after that, I mean...
That's on them.
Maybe people come back. It's like, oh my God, I went to Rough and Ready, California.
It was so adorable.
I didn't know that town existed, but it's an amazing town.
Right. You never know.
I love the small town. I love small town USA. I love the cute little, like... I love the cute little towns that
the ones that look like they're stuck in the 50s.
And the little niche markets. I love it.
To visit.
Yes.
Having lived in small towns like that,
Yeah. Well, there's some you can live in and some you absolutely cannot.
Too true.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you. If I'm on a road trip, I go through a small town. Oh, I love it.
It's adorable.
There's no amount of money in the world you could get me to pay me to live there because I will be bored within 3 days.
I don't know about that on me. I mean, if I didn't have to find a job and I was getting a very comfortable income, Yeah, I'd live in a small but fuck nowhere town because one honestly, I can entertain myself for
one that's
eons.
50 miles to a closest hospital.
Well, again, if I hurt myself that bad, it was my time.
50 miles from a decent grocery store, you're just going to Joe's Grocery and all he has is like 3 week old bread and milk that you don't want to drink.
Well, you know.
You can get groceries to your door now.
Right?
Yeah, but it takes like 2 days Uber. In your small town.
Again, I mean, at this rate, you know, I would imagine that there's no... You know, I'm sure there's a lot of small towns that are fairly secluded.
There are advantages and disadvantages
but...
in any situation
right.
that you can find.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you know, so long as you got even the most minuscule of Wi-Fi signals, you can just about set yourself up with just about anything.
Oh, not, so, I mean, disagreeing, but it's...
Yeah.
For me, it's... There's a comfort level.
Well, yeah. Movie theaters, fucking fast food, easy access to grocery stores... Porn shops, strip clubs, bars,
I find it interesting
stores.
That porn shop was in your top
five. I'm just thinking of things that you wouldn't find in a small town. Survey says, ding!
I don't know, I've lived in a couple small towns where there was only porn.
That's all you really need. I mean, come on. But, you know, it's just, it's one of those things I think if given the opportunity, I would in a heartbeat, but... I would have to be quite comfortably financially in order to pull something like that off. I couldn't just say, well, I live here now.
Actually, because the wife and I have talked about it, to me it's how close we are to a major metropolitan area. Are we within an hour
right.
drive? Yeah.
All right.
Any more than that?
Mm. Yeah, and I get that. I mean, again, and for me it a lot has to do with climate. It's like, I'm not going to move out to no fucking desert small town that's literally surrounded by desert. Fuck that shit. Fuck that noise. I can't do it. I don't even like it when it gets 90 degrees here. If I was going to go somewhere quasi-secluded in a small town, I'd be up in some kind of fucking mountain range or somewhere cold that stayed that way for the better part of the year. Because
I hear
honestly,
Alaska's looking for people.
I know, and there are some places in Alaska that will pay you to live there.
There are a lot of places in Alaska that will pay you to live there. However...
I'm not against it.
and I know this because I almost took a job in Alaska. A couple of them, actually. But upon further research, I decided, no.
No.
I can deal with snow. I can deal with all the weather issues. I can deal with living in places where it's night for 6 months. Literally night for 6 months. I like the dark.
Me too.
So I'm cool with that.
I'd hate
what
it during
I have
summer.
A problem with is the cost of living. Rent, extremely cheap.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're paying almost $10 for a gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol.
But isn't Alaska a tax-free state?
I believe it is.
No, actually, I don't.
Well, I think it works like Oregon.
Tax. I think they have...
Sales tax. I mean, but your income, that's kind of supplements your income then. So doesn't it even out?
No.
I haven't done the research, but I'm just asking.
Well, I wouldn't think that it would because it's kind of a hard area to have things brought into.
And that's why stuff is so expensive.
Right. And again, one of those things where if you're going to live in Alaska, you're better off kind of going the old school route where you can kind of make the things you want or you can... Yeah. You know, grow the things you want in your indoor fucking greenhouse, you know, stuff like that. It's like, make it easier on yourself by doing it that way. It's harder because you're basically homesteading.
I'll have to ask my aunt. I have family in Alaska, and they've been there for like 30 years. My grandma lived in Alaska for 20 years. So
nice.
I've been there. I spent a month there when I was 13, and I haven't been back since. But I'll have to email her and see... If she can give me a rundown on what that's like, because she loves it there. The whole family, they love Alaska. They love living there.
That's fair. And so, honestly,
I don't know. I wouldn't mind it either. I'm like James. I'm like, you know, I'm good with the dark.
Yeah, it's the light for 24 hours that would drive me absolutely
bonkers. But they have blackout curtains and stuff, so you can deal with that.
That's true. But at the same time, there's something to it. It's like I had heard once that when you're trying to sleep, there are some people who are very sensitive to photons touching the outside of your eyes.
Oh,
So if any light whatsoever is breaking through and hitting you in the eye, it's going to keep your ass awake. And to have perpetual day for upwards of 6 months,
I might go insane.
But again, if you're smart and you do it correctly, there are curtains. My wife has set up blackout curtains because I go to sleep when it's daylight during the summer. And I'm one of those people where any light and it's...
Mm-hmm. It fucks you up.
She's got it set up. No light breaks through in there. I mean, I shut the curtains and everything. It is like, it is worse than midnight. It is so black. I've tripped over things that I knew were there.
Well, you see, and I've tried that before. But like right now, for instance, we have our air conditioner going into our window. And so it's like the hose that goes up to the window. I have, you know, curtains wrapped all the way around it. So no light's getting in via any space around the hose. But the hose itself is lit up. And it's like a fucking nightlight. In this completely blacked out room, this fucking thing stands out like a
sore thumb. Get yourself some black duct tape and wrap that shit.
Yeah, I thought about
that. Duct tape. Just get some electrical tape. It's easier to get off later.
Well, that's fair. And that was one of the issues I was coming across. It's like, okay, well, if I tape it, it does get hot. But I'm not really worried about that so much. It's taking it off once I'm done and being able to recollapse the hose. And it's like, fuck it, I'll just figure it out. So what I did was I just draped a blanket over the top of it. And it helps, but it's not perfect.
See, I'm one of those lucky people.
Right? Oh, shit.
You got 9 months to figure it out.
Fuck.
I very much prefer to sleep in pitch black, but I can fall asleep, and I can really thank the military for honing this skill in me. I can fall asleep any time of day, night. I can fall asleep on just about any surface. Man, if I have to sleep somewhere, it's just, whatever. I'll just fall asleep.
See, I wish I was that good because, honestly, for me, my body is a hell of a lot more picky than I am. It's like I don't really mind myself. I used to be able to fall asleep anywhere, but nowadays it's like if my bed's not, like, a certain level of squishy, or where I'm laying is not a certain level of squishy, I cannot fall asleep to save my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will fight it. Ugh, yeah, it sucks.
I've gotten older, and like I don't have to fall asleep in places that are potentially uncomfortable anymore. So you know, I'm not out on a ship anymore. I don't have to find those nooks and crannies to fall asleep in for a half an hour or so. So my preference is my bed, as dark as it can be. Even if I'm out with friends and, you know, if we're at a friend's house, maybe we've had a couple, like, I don't drink very much anyway. I mean, people are lucky if they see me having one drink. So, like, I don't really drink. But if I do, then, you know, my friends are always like, oh, don't worry. You know, you can sleep here. You can sleep on the couch. I'm like, no, I want to go to my bed. And I also have to take care of my dogs in the morning. Like, I'm not going to sleep over here and leave them here. And, like, just, no, I want my bed, my home.
Well, you see, and I've always been on that page as far as my drinking is concerned. I've always told people it's like I don't go out to bars. I don't spend, you know, that much money on overpriced drinks when I can just buy two or three bottles of whatever the fuck I want to drink, go home, get shit-faced, throw up in my toilet, and pass out on my bed. It works out so much better. I wake up the next morning, I know exactly where the ibuprofen is and the vitamin C. And I know exactly how to throw up back in my toilet once more, you know, hangover, throw up. And then I can make myself breakfast because I keep my refrigerator stocked. So, I mean, it's a win all around. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to drink, do it at home because you're already prepared for not only the hangover, but the blackout. It's really better. It's just better.
A less chance of you doing something really stupid or getting arrested.
Right, exactly. Or doing something you really regret. I mean, don't get me wrong, toppling over your TV, I'm sure you're going to regret, but... Yeah, anyway,
also, for the ladies, there is a 100% less chance you'll get roofied drinking at home.
Yeah, especially when you're doing it alone.
Just saying.
And drinking by yourself.
Right? Put up a mirror, you can talk to yourself all night long. I'm sure you'll have a gaggle of laughs until you get all... You know, emotional. And then you'll cry together with someone.
It's like having friends around.
Right? You can listen to this podcast and we'll talk to you all day.
Might not sometimes be we'll talk dirty. Sometimes we won't.
Whatever.
It's like Russian roulette for your emotions.
We do this for you.
Depends on what you're in the mood for.
We do this for you.
You can pick it by episode. Do you want to have a serious discussion while you're drinking? We've got episodes for you. Do you want to laugh like a fool while you're drinking? We've got episodes for you. Do you want an emotional toilet bowl? We've got episodes for you.
We got them all. Come on down.
There's the name of the episode.
Emotional toilet bowl.
Emotional toilet bowl just swirling down to the bottom.
We got episodes for you. I like it.
We do got episodes for you. We got all kinds of random shit.
We got you covered.
We can give you the feels, and then we can, you know, make you almost pee yourself, depending on what your sense of humor is. Just saying.
But we won't date rape you.
Right? No roofies here.
None. We are the safe date.
This is a roofie-free zone.
We are the safe drinking date.
Right? And we respect you.
We will always
because we don't
you.
Know you. And we're not actually talking to you.
There is no walk of shame with this with this show.
Right?
None.
There's no awkward, you know, end of the night drop off. None of that.
There's no weird conversations in the office the next day. We're not gonna text you dick pics.
Right? Those awkward glances. No, none of that. We're gonna save you all of that heartache.
There's no visits to HR.
Seriously. The only sexual harassment you'll file probably won't go anywhere because
the only
we don't
the
know
only
you.
Sexual harassment on this show is wanted and warranted,
and sometimes very much deserved.
Oh, extremely.
Miss you, Jim.
Oh man, what is this? Is this week 3 that he's been gone?
Yeah, I think so.
So we got 2 more weeks without him.
Yeah. Sadly.
Oh, we miss him so much.
No. Miss my boy.
Well, like Bryce is gone for a month, and we're just like,
yeah,
whatever.
Whatever. But Jim, yeah, we can't live without
him. Whatever.
No, I had a good conversation with Bryce last week.
Yeah, we heard most of it.
Yeah, and then we
stopped
listening.
Yeah, we had to stop. I'm actually that episode was actually so short. I'm going to tag that on to the end of this one, so it'll it's like a twofer.
Sweet.
So the name actually fits. We've got episodes for you.
It's a 2-for-1 special. Enjoy.
So, well, no. And this is... Danny and I almost forgot your name.
Oh,
Danny and I had a conversation while we were listening to it. And one of the things that I love about Bryce is when he gets fired up about something and...
He's a go, get it, get it.
Unfortunately, lately, all it seems to be is political. And I understand desire.
Oh, yeah.
But he
it's
is
completely
like,
founded.
He is like a freaking honey badger. He don't give a fuck. He's going to give his opinion. You're going to listen. Uh-huh. And that's it.
Yeah.
Well, it helps that like he and I were of the same opinion.
Well, and...
And that's fair.
Don't get me wrong, because a lot of times with Bryce, I really do agree. And one of the things I do love about Bryce is he does his research before he starts spouting off. But when he does start spouting off, it's like a fire. It's an inferno, and you cannot put that out until he gets it all out.
It's an inferno that shoots gun that shoots knives, all wrapped up into one ball of ire.
Shoots other fingers.
Tag, you're it.
But yes.
And I had messaged you guys earlier. Like, I'm fascinated that it has only been a week.
Isn't it? And I replied to that. It is so telling of this administration that so much crazy stuff happens that a week later something new happens, and it feels like it's been a good month or longer that whatever happened last week happened.
Nope.
Helsinki was a week ago, and it feels like it was like a month.
Yeah.
Because
at least.
So much backtracking and that's not what I said. I meant to say this.
Oh, no.
And I have been fucking glued to the news. The only reason I had a respite this weekend because I took off work Friday. I took off work today because my mom and my nephews were coming to visit.
Nice.
So they got here Friday afternoon, early afternoon, and they left yesterday afternoon. And I looked a little bit at some titles, see what's going on, but like I didn't research anything. I didn't watch any news clips. I didn't. You know, I was like, okay, whoo. And then I opened up my news feed today, and I was like, what? last night and today, and I was like, what is happening? What did I miss for 2 days?
isn't it just crazy to look at that stuff and go, oh my God, this just happened. Because today the big thing was the tweet against Iran.
All right.
Yeah.
And to me it was like, it felt completely unwarranted, but it also felt like, look over here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's
a friend who posted something. This is what he's really trying to get you to look at.
Yeah.
So apparently there's 12 audio tapes that are coming, that are getting ready to come out. Only one has been released so far.
Have either of you heard the tape? Because I've seen a lot of stuff about the tape, but I've not actually heard the tape.
Yeah, no.
But apparently he pretty much acknowledges his affair with the former playmate. Not Stormy Daniels. This was before Stormy Daniels. But it kind of sounds like the timeline is right around the same.
Lovely. And, you know, it's one of those things where
Trump is pissed. He had no idea that he was being taped.
But the thing is he's going to talk. He's going to go off and spout off his idiot self about attorney client, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? New York is a single consent state. So only one person needs to give consent to be audio taped. So even if it's the person doing the taping, so only one person needs to give consent. The other does not have to.
Well, what I find more interesting is that Trump knew Cohen taped clients. They talked about it. So Trump knew going in that Cohen taped meetings.
Quiet. Trump also knew about, and he was completely, totally briefed about Russia's meddling before weeks before he took office. So he knows all this stuff, and then he acts surprised when it comes out.
He is also, I just saw this a couple hours ago, he is also trying to revoke security clearance for, I want to say 12 ranking members of the cabinet, including his security chief.
Get him the. How is he still here? How?
I will tell you how he's still here.
Just an all-around idiot.
I will tell you how he's still here. Because the Republicans control Congress. They control the House and they control the Senate. Now, if people get out and vote, really vote, and people vote in people, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republicans, but people who will oppose him for the betterment of the country and not his agenda, we might see some real change. Also, he's still in office because Robert Mueller is doing his due diligence and putting together a case that will likely see him in jail. Here's the thing, though.
I cannot wait for that.
It'll be
white-collar
jail.
Given things that have come out, I don't think it's going to be, oh, he broke the law. I think it's going to be treason. And in this country, at this moment, treason is still punishable by death.
It'd be nice, but they'd never do it. And you know as well as I do
because
they wouldn't.
No, because his lawyers will fight it and he'll just be
jailed. Aside from that, if worst case scenario, he would.
But more importantly than anything, seeing him in handcuffs being escorted out of the White House.
It would never happen.
Oh.
They couldn't afford it. In the respects that not only does it's more than just him being the criminal. And more than just plastering his face as, oh, well, we got him. You would hear about it the next day. But I almost guarantee you that if it did go down, and the likelihood is it probably still won't, even if they do build him rock-solid perfect case against him, he will get gently escorted outside, not in handcuffs, to a black car, just like he's going to a fucking meeting, and that is how they will transfer him. He is
no, and I don't, disagree with you, and here's why. Escorting, perp walking the president of the United States shakes this country to its very foundations, more so than it is right now.
But more so than that, it also for. And I know this is going
to
come out wrong.
It does real damage to our government.
I know it's going to sound really wrong, but at the same time, one of the other reasons they wouldn't do it is because it would show weakness. It would show our stability falling down. If we were to show something like that, it basically is like showing how out of control things are and how easily manipulatable we could be at that point. So in the respects of not only will they not show it, but they probably will keep it as quiet as humanly possible.
But see, the thing is, if a U.S. president is arrested while in office, there's no keeping that quiet.
True.
Taking him out of the office and everything, yeah, they can kind of keep that quiet. But, you know, we're going to notice when suddenly the vice president is making all the decisions.
But at the same time,
there's no keeping that quiet. Here's why I don't think they will do it. Here's what I think they will do and why. I think, for better or worse, we are stuck with this man for another 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but that's... However, at the end of that... Because there's no way he's going to win a second term. There's no way because...
I didn't think he'd win the first
term. If he starts running...
Yeah, we said that first term.
All right. Of the stuff will come out.
Yes.
Whether he runs or not. And the likelihood is that he's setting up for a second run.
Right, but he's
not going to win it because... The Mueller investigation will have opened up and so much more dirt is going to come out. The Republicans are going to present a far better candidate, but the Democrats are also going to present a much... They're going to learn from their mistakes.
Right. But here's,
both parties.
This is what I think, and this is just a theory on my end. If I was in the position of somebody who was actually going to basically put the President of the United States up on trial for treason, and I wanted... him to go down. What I would bet, and again, this comes from the mind of some weirdness, if I was going to address it and approach it, I would basically hit him with every piece of information, let him know that this information will be public immediately, if you do not pay attention. Because they cannot pull him from office. They can't. They won't do it. And besides, what's waiting after that is just as bad. They wouldn't pull him. What they would basically say is, okay, our foot is now on your throat. So you're going to start playing ball the way we want you to play ball. If you don't like it, we pull you out. And you go to federal fucking prison for the rest of your natural life. Or, that's only if you're lucky. Otherwise, we own you. You are our puppet bitch now. No more speaking on public media. No more doing anything we tell you not to do.
But see, that's never going to happen.
Again.
And the reason why, his ego.
I know.
His ego is so much stronger than any sort of...
So either he goes down in a flaming ball of glory, or...
But that's why he's going to go down in flames.
And I don't think he will. Although he's a blithering idiot, he's obviously not stupid enough to not win the election.
Honestly, my thought is that... Ow. We're stuck with him for 2.5 more years.
Regardless.
But what I'm hoping to see is that Democrats take over Senate and House of Representatives.
Well, here's hoping. Yeah.
And they make him a lame duck for 2 years.
That's kind of where I'm at. And honestly, we've already known that most of the time when presidents go for a secondary run, they waste the last year and a half campaigning. So, with any luck, he'll just fucking do his thing, and it will just be a big waste of
fucking
time. But
there's also another thing to think.
He's already campaigning. He's been campaigning.
Yeah, he's done.
First year.
He has done nothing. He's taken credit
for
so much, but he's done literally nothing.
Oh, I know.
Here's my thought, though. Democrats take over, and they do what the Republicans refuse to do because whether or not they agree with him or like him, Trump is a Republican president.
No, I know.
And they will not impeach one of their own. I'm sorry. They just won't. They have every reason to, and they know they do.
Yeah.
Because they can't
even
get anything done with this guy.
Even if it means bombs get dropped on us because Republicans don't give a fuck about
any
of us.
They are more unified than Democrats have ever been. If you can give the Republicans one thing, it's that they're unified.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't do anything about it.
At their core, they're unified, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're very unified, but they're very bad at follow-through. Democrats are not united, but they do get shit done.
Yeah.
Track record. You can look at track records. If you disagree with me, just
Oh, yeah.
Read. Do your research and you'll see. My thought is that Democrats take over. Impeachment starts.
It would be
Trump
nice.
And his administration will drag it for 2 years until he is out of office. He won't be able... He will campaign, but with the impeachment constantly hanging over his head and whoever the new candidates are constantly throwing that. And if we've learned anything from the last election is that if you're repetitive, it sticks.
Right.
So they're going to hammer on impeachment, 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 and people, whether they support him or not, are not going to want a president who's under impeachment.
Yeah, well, but at the same time.
Also,
no, I don't disagree, but...
If he's found guilty of enough things, it's going to render him ineligible to run anyway. So he's not going to be allowed to run.
And I think that's kind of what they're shooting for at this point. They're trying to go for the ultimate blockade on him. Basically stop him from being able to run in the first place because, let's be honest, he didn't get there being this universally hated.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Now that...
There are still people out there who think he's doing a great job.
He has even admitted that Russia interfered with the election.
Yeah.
In the same sentence, though, he turned around and said, but I won. My question is, knowing now for sure, by his own admission, that Russia interfered, can he truly claim that he won?
He couldn't claim that he won originally. He lost the popular vote, for fuck's sake.
But he won the Electoral College.
Yeah, and fuck them.
And unfortunately, in our current system, that's what counts.
Oh, I know, but at the same time, he can't really... He didn't have the grounds to say he won originally.
But here's the thing, though. By his own admission, he can no longer claim he won because we know there was interference. Hillary didn't win, but neither did he.
But again...
We don't know.
We all I know right now is we lost.
All as of a country, lost.
We lost no matter what. And to be honest with you, I don't know any circumstance outside of my own, but I do know that we were in a world of trouble and it wasn't looking good regardless of how things panned out. However, that being said, I think we would have been in less trouble had things gone the other direction. However, I don't know that, and I can't state that as a fact. I'm merely speculating because I hate this guy's guts. But
my theory stands that the Democrats shot themselves in the foot when they pushed Bernie Sanders out.
Right,
they pushed
Bernie
Sanders out because they made a deal with Hillary in 2000.
And I get that, but at the same time,
whenever Obama came up,
we lost.
No, I'm not saying that. I want to make one more point before we go, and that is to address your concern over who steps in if Trump is ousted with Mike Pence. Democrats take over, we still have the same scenario we did with Trump, in that Pence becomes a lame duck for 2 years.
Here's hoping.
And...
I mean, that would be best case scenario.
That would, and but again, as we know,
as much
shit
as
don't
I
work
don't
out.
Like Pence, I feel he's smart enough to go, I need to distance myself as far from Trump as possible.
He's been doing that since day one.
Dude, seriously.
Yes and no. There's shit that he was like, oh, come on, you're sucking up to the boss. But you never see them in photos too much anymore. You never see them together. They don't take meetings.
However, to be fair, I mean,
Biden and Obama were constantly hanging out.
True, they were constantly hanging out. But honestly, it wasn't until close to the end of their run that I actually started seeing more of the pictures of Joe.
That's
and most of them ended
up
in memes, But at the same time, it's like, honestly, he was kind of always off doing his own thing, too. And I mean, honestly, between the two of them, they were doing
But they made time to meet together.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because
they were actual fucking presidents.
But
just saying.
Pence doesn't do that. I really feel like if Trump is ousted and Pence has to step in, he's not going to do shit.
But he might get a hair up his ass. And decide that, oh, well, he did it wrong, and you can clearly see he had all the bad shit, but I know how to do it better.
Yeah, that may be true, but I really feel like he's smart enough to go, I know how to do it better, but I'm not gonna, because America's still really pissed at the Republican Party right now.
Yeah, and again, it's...
I think he'll be pretty quiet.
I hope so, but to be honest with you, it hasn't stopped stupid
people
from doing
stupid shit. The fact of the matter is, unless something changes, we're stuck with the Cheeto in Chief for another 2.5 years.
Yay.
And then America makes its apology tour.
Oh.
I mean,
because
if,
that's
if
what's going to happen.
Because, sorry, we're all going to be dead in 2.5 years.
You thought
so.
Obama had
not.
Troubles after the last Bush? Whoever comes in after Trump is going to be cleaning up a mess for 12 years.
Bastard.
8 years of presidency, and then whoever replaces him is going to go, here's the broom. Here's the pile of shit I've compiled so far.
This is the dent I made in the pile. Just keep working at it. I'm sure we'll get through it sooner or later.
I mean, just reconnecting and building that those bridges and trust again with our allies. Oh,
dude.
My gosh.
While trying to forge new relationships, better relationships.
Yeah, we're doing kind of a wonderful nosedive right into, you know, sheer fucking solitude.
But I don't think Samantha's wrong. I think if things keep up the way we're doing, he's going to say or do something to the wrong dictator.
Which one hasn't he talked shit to thus far?
it's going to get worse.
Every single time.
And again, I'm at the point in my life right now where this amount of time that he's been in office has already felt like a fucking lifetime and a half.
Yeah.
And I don't have the mental stamina to put up with this bullshit
anymore. I know the
anymore.
Stress of the presidency takes years off the life of whoever's in the office, but this is the first president who's taken years off the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? All of us are going to die a little sooner.
And it's so pathetic.
We're
too.
All a little grayer.
My boyfriend is like, Sam, you have to stop watching the news. I'm like, but I can't. It's so terrible.
See, and that's the thing. I tend to stay away from the news, especially on TV, just out of sheer principle. Well, I know, you poor bastard. Well, you see, for me, my job doesn't revolve around being current. My job revolves around me showing up and turning screws all day long, so
I
don't really need anything.
I don't often envy you.
You shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
But in this case, I kind of do.
Again, it's for me, I go home, I watch cartoons or scary movies with the wife, and when I feel like I need to do something, I'll go work on my guitars.
It's also kind of sad that your current events is this show.
No, not necessarily. Unfortunately, I do still...
You
should still
have just left it at that. It would have been a
funnier
out. I stay
in the loop, but I really fucking despise doing it.
It would have been a much funnier out if you just left
it. Well, fuck anybody who's listening to this show for current events. You are looking in the only 50% right.
Anyone
direction.
Who listens to this show is smarter.
You knew better.
I hope is smarter than that, than to use this as a way to get their current events.
Right.
Anyway.
You're well researched.
You're welcome, listeners.
Okay, kids. Thank you for joining us on this episode. Hope you laughed a little. Hope
cried
you
a little.
A little. And you probably cried a lot. Here's some tissues.
And, you know, it's okay. We understand.
Just always remember it's temporary.
Yeah. Everything in life is just for now.
I don't know if it's going to get better or worse, but our current situation is just temporary.
It only lasts as long as the moment you can think.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.